One of the things that Buddha identifies is that it's possible for you to agree on good action without necessarily agreeing on a bigger metaphysical view of the universe. When I was fortunate to get the Nobel, I gave the bulk of that money to have elementary education, elementary health care, and gender equity. At the same time, I don't have any great belief in religion and God. But it was the Buddha who changed the question from "Is there God?" to questions like how to behave no matter whether there is God or not. And I think that's a game changer.
Buddhism had been in the ascendancy, but from the 7th century, changes in patterns of patronage began to affect big institutions like Nalanda. Gifts from rich benefactors ebbed away. Brahmanism had always remained a strong presence, and people drifted back in greater numbers. It began to dominate state governance at Buddhism's expense. Muslim conquerors in the 12th and 13th centuries sacked monasteries and temples. Nalanda is said to have been put to the torch and to have burnt for 3 days. The Buddhist way of life all but disappeared in the land of its birth.